Funny story about suicide, though.
Wow, there's a
there's
sentence
a
I never
sentence
thought I'd hear.
No, but seriously,
A funny story about suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first.
So last year, as we were working out the details of going to BotCon, Kilby just offhandedly said to me one day, "You know, we should try to get JD to kill himself during the trip."
Amazing.
Wow.
Hey,
And that's this week's funny true story about suicide.
Podcast, please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Let's stick it in this hole.
Hey, Mickey.
That's totally not going to be an intro quote ever.
Paladin. Ken.
This fap.
JD Church.
It's not Wizard. Come on.
And Fort Max.
Obviously, yeah, it's how they do it in the motherland.
It's Morphin time.
Cause that series ended.
Because, you know, it's all Power Rangers this week.
Oh, that morphing.
Ooh. Yeah. The original morphing time.
Yeah.
Well,
that
and
stuff.
Well, the original and the successive morphing time in Megaforce.
Back to action.
Because, you know, they
We're
do that too.
Morphin back in action. I always love those.
So this week, we have no Japanese shows to talk about.
We don't?
We don't.
We're going to talk about Kyuu.
No, we're not.
Aw.
And happy April to you, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be our April Fool's observance. We're not going to actually acknowledge any of the toku this week.
Aw.
Think how much faster the show will go.
Oh, well, yeah.
That means we might have three wizards
20 minutes.
Next week.
That was my favorite episode of Kira Roger.
And, you know, if Ken was here, he'd be shaving off like 45 minutes.
Huh? What?
What?
How does that... I don't...
You know, because Ken's...
Did they even release Kira Roger this week?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
they put it on a different site. That was their April Fool's joke.
You had to find it. It was an awesome little deal where...
Overtime released a pre-Cure episode, and the pre-Cure subbing group released the Cure Ryuger episode.
Yes, but they're both the correct group. I mean, the
although it would have been funnier if they traded groups for this one week.
That would have been really wild, but yeah.
I can understand
people try to make heads or tails of Kyo Ryuger.
I can understand why they didn't, though.
I mean, I actually started...
Magenta's on both groups.
I actually started to download the pre-Cure, and I was like, surely this is just labeled wrong. And then I read through the comments, and I was like, oh no, this is not it. Never mind. Go to CureCom, and yeah, okay.
I love Overtime's new site, though. I hope they keep it.
It's the thing.
I don't know if Gigabeetle drew it.
It's amazing.
I don't see any top hats, so probably not.
Yeah.
Let's ask Gigabeetle.
No, if he did it, it would be... You would have, like, a figure art with that drawing taped on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would feature his figure art Kyoryu Red.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of figure arts, I was actually pleasantly surprised by my wizard figure art.
It didn't arrive?
No. You know what? Never mind.
You opened the box and found a pile of dog shit instead?
Well, I mean, it looks fine.
You opened the box and it was
Let me qualify that statement. The figure, once you get it posed, looks great.
You opened the box and saw your mom having sex instead?
No, that wouldn't bother me. Anyway, but the thing the way the snap together body works is it keeps trying to do this Darth Maul thing and just kind of flies apart at the halfway point. But
that's for the robe parts. Great.
Yeah, for the robe part, you have to take the whole body apart. So you have to actually take the torso, separate it from the bottom part, and then change out the bottom part of the robe and put it back. But
so you could put on some robot goat legs on them.
Oh yeah. Oh totally.
Now where exactly do you find robot goat legs? On Darth Maul.
At Gigabeetle. Yeah. I'm sure Gigabeetle knows the source.
But the head proportions don't look off on the figure at all. I mean, so it came out in hand, it looks fine.
Conical Redbuster looks fine in hand, but shit in photos.
Yeah, I kind of like that actually. A lot.
I don't know. I still think the Wizard Action Please figures look a lot better than the figure arts.
Is that what WAP stands for?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll shit the bed.
What did you think it stood for?
But I mean,
Wizard Action Playset or something.
Well, that's
you were close.
That's entirely too descriptive and helpful, Mickey.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you didn't design it, so I figured.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't have to design it, I just have to name it.
Oh, Giga Beetle says no, but I'm the fourth person to suggest that.
Ah, well. Okay, then.
All right. Yeah, but no, the figure's not bad. Although, the other problem is the belt driver, because that's not a part of the actual belt. It pops off because you can do the hands the two different ways, and I am going to lose one of the hand directions.
Ah, well, see, that's why you have the boxes with the trays that hold the parts.
Well, no, I'm saying it's going to pop off of the figure.
Well, you keep the figure in the box, too.
Well, that's no fun.
And on the shelf, for you,
neither is Wizard.
Well, it's more fun than losing a part on an expensive toy.
Well, then why did I buy it if I'm just going to leave it in
the
box?
I don't know why you bought a Figure Arts Wizard, man.
Okay, JD. There's this material called poster tack.
Okay.
Put some in between those two parts, and we'll hold it on.
Oh, no, JD, you don't need anything complicated like that. Just go get a roll of duct tape.
Sure. Thanks. We'll do another episode of the Red Green Show. The Red Green Show edition of How to Pose Figure Arts.
Stop referencing shows that you made up last week.
Although, I was very satisfied to find out that I destroyed someone's productivity by showing them the official Red Green YouTube channel.
Oh, that's amazing. Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
That's far too much work to make this April Fool's joke work.
That is a good one.
There was no such thing as a Red Green show.
Okay. It's totally a thing, though.
And apparently people are still falling for the not April Fool's joke, but because it was just a joke that we would have done no matter what time of year it was.
Ginga Man.
Yes.
Mm.
But it's not a joke. It really is Ginga Man.
Yep.
Well, it's not, you know, Seiju Sentai Ginga Man. It's, what are they, Fort Max?
Ginga Sentai Ginga Man.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's Ginga mean?
Galaxy.
Oh.
Or Galactic. To do with,
like,
you
Ginga
know,
Man.
The galaxy. Like, did you ever watch Gurren Lagann?
I tried, and I think I made it through almost the first episode before I had enough and had to turn that shit off.
Oh, well, then the example I was about to use wouldn't really be helpful.
Good job.
Yeah, Gurren Lagann is pretty dreadful.
I think you're the only person on the internet that thinks that, Mickey.
Except for some big modern anime. And modern anime's problem is that it's shrill and contrasty and headache-inducing.
Speaking sort of shrill, like, and headache-inducing...
Yeah.
That was the most amazing timing.
That was good. That was really good.
It's almost as if I'm in control of these things the entire time.
Almost. Almost.
So, Paladin, do you have any news for us that does not have to do with Tokusatsu? Since we've given up Tokusatsu on this show?
Is he thinking?
Well, when you narrow it down that way, I guess not.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's some Pokemon news.
No, I think everything we saw today was fake.
Yeah, isn't there a new Eevee form?
No, but there's supposed to be an evolution of Jinx.
There's a new Pikachu form that changes into Rattrap.
Yes, there is.
I thought we were talking about new stuff, not stuff from 1998.
Well, it's new to me.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't seen it, it's new to you. NBC taught me that during the summer.
And thrift shops.
Yeah. Most of my wardrobe comes from thrift shops.
I got your mom in a thrift shop.
From the nickel bin?
From the heavily soiled bin.
Actually, who am I kidding? My mom is the nickel bin.
It's like a koi pond, just toss a nickel in for good luck.
So where would you fit a koi pond on your mom?
Well, what's the one hole you could put them in where they would not be digested?
Navel?
Ear?
The earth canal.
Her butt?
Like, say it really quiet, the butthole?
The anus?
Oop shoe?
Mm.
Brown trail?
What were we talking about?
Not having any news.
All right, fine, Paladin, go ahead, but make it quick.
Okay, new Ultraman, new Ranger keys. Kiva Ranger starts this week.
Yeah. Goro starts this week.
Woo!
What does?
Garo. Doubles Garo. Getting Blu-rays.
Okay, yes, the price on those double Blu-rays is just the most hilarious thing ever.
Well, you know.
That's Japanese media prices for
right.
you.
Right.
Yes, I know. But
how much is it?
20,700 yen for 16 episodes.
What?
Yes.
Jesus Christ!
And totally would work out. We'll come out costing slightly less than the Blu-rays of Wizard will.
I could buy the U.S. broadcast rights for cheaper than that.
But yes, the Blu-rays will also include the Hyper Battle videos.
Oh, f***ing yay! If it's not sucking my dick, I'm not going to pay that much for it.
Now, where's the Kuga remasters, Bandai?
Oh, who the f*** cares? It's Kuga.
That's kind of the point. It's Kuga. We would like to see
Kuga
it in good
DVDs
quality.
Kuga's DVDs are pieces of shit. That's the problem.
So is the series.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And the Hurricanger movie.
A new Hurricanger movie.
Yes, set 10 years after the series.
Because, you know...
Why? 10 years after the series?
Yeah.
Oh. How thoughtful. I got a great idea.
I'm all for the idea of a 10-year reunion special for pretty much every Sentai, but... Why in the world would you start with Hurricanger?
Because that's whose
10th
anniversary it is.
Get the entire team.
Remember how it was in Gokaiger?
You had a two-parter of Gokaiger versus Hurricanger.
Yeah.
You know, with the main three cast members.
Yes, I remember that.
So, you know, obviously they're not doing anything.
Or if they are doing something, and it's for Toei anyway, like everything now does ever.
Yeah.
So it's more of an issue of, we have these resources, and we know there's no interest in the product, but let's just do it anyway.
Well, okay, here's what it's going to be. It's going to be like, Ghost Age of Returns. They're going to produce this and then use it as an example for why they can't have more reunion special movies later on, because this will sell so horribly.
There wasn't a Ghost Age of Returns.
Yes, there was.
No, there wasn't.
I'm sure I'd remember something like that.
And, you know, don't forget Double Returns, Eternal.
Why would we want to forget that? That led to a great moment on the show.
And plus, you don't forget war crimes. I mean, that just allows them to be committed again.
Well, you're both correct. I mean, you know. But it's still two examples of, let's make these things purposely to fail. So we don't have to do any more.
Well, except we are getting a Go Busters Returns.
That's because they have to remind us why this doesn't work.
Yeah, where's our Gokaija Returns?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Go Busters versus Gokaija doesn't count. And you know, where's our Gavin Returns?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of love that, you know, after Gavin failed so spectacularly, they're doing a bunch of Scheider and Cherubon shit next, because, you know, maybe it's just Gavin they didn't like. Maybe they're fine with Space Sheriffs, but just not Gavin in particular.
No. I still say it's silver-plated, and they just need to try to get money out of it.
Maybe actually, they should sell it to fight werewolves.
It's actually covered in mercury.
And so what? They're all, like, insane? We're crazy! Because it's covered in mercury. Crazy!
That's our Japan.
They're just like sitting on the floor, eating a peanut butter sandwich and playing with their own poop.
Yay!
But shouldn't Woo! Japan have like mercury poisoning anyway from all the raw fish?
Yeah, totally.
You would think.
Plus, there's that whole radiation thing.
Ah, well, see, that explains it. The mercury is shielding the fish from the radiation, keeping it safe to eat.
Mm, what? Well, at least from the radiation. That's safe from radiation. These fish are radiation free. What about the mercury? They're radiation free.
Well, the mercury is so you can tell the fish is at a safe temperature to consume.
That's it, they're self-cooking. You catch a fish, and you pull it up on the shore, and then the radiation cooks the fish.
But see, the mercury also tells you what temperature the fish is, so you know what it's done.
Well, yeah, that was kind of my point. The mercury in there acts like a built-in thermometer, so you can see that the raw fish is cold enough to eat.
All you have to do is stick a stick in it. And the mercury will climb up the stick and tell you the internal temperature.
No, it just
tastes like brain damage.
It just climbs up the side of the fish. No stick is necessary.
Why is he trying to lick his shoulder?
Shoulders where the best meat's at.
Did we have news?
I think that was it. I hope that was it.
Well, speaking of toxic metal, Toei's doing one last batch of Ranger keys based on Metal Heroes.
What?
Yeah. For Superhero Wars Z, I guess.
And two of them are Beetleborg's Ranger keys.
Mm-hmm. Is one of them Blue SWAT?
No.
Is that a selling point?
The
Go
Cutters don't want to turn to Blue SWAT.
They said emphatically.
Toei doesn't even remember Blue SWAT.
That seems likely at this point.
That's the script that they used.
Well, they put it out on DVD. That's more than you can say about Kabutak.
No. They have it in the bathrooms. It's what they wipe their asses with. They're like, oh, what's the script? Oh, Blue SWAT. Oh, God. Okay.
It's in the same closet as Leopardon.
Leopardon.
Whatever.
But why would Spider-Man have a robot named Leopardon?
I don't know, but there's a Marvel copyright involved with some of the either the Tizen stuff or the Taihen stuff, so we're not sure.
Yeah.
It seems more like that would be Netmovie territory, but you never know.
Wow.
Because, you know, you'd have Gokai Silver going to Narutaki and Urataros again.
Probably wondering, wait, what are between Battle Fever and Jack?
Yeah. Well, funny you should ask. And then they can explain how Battle Fever J was supposed to be Captain Japan.
Mm. But they should do it in song.
Well, I thought that went without saying, JD.
Oh, okay. Got
I mean, that just, that's now, that just...
The bigger question is, will they bring up the Moon Knight series that was considered but ultimately turned down for Battle Fever?
That would...
I'm sorry, wait, Moon Knight?
Moon Knight?
Yes.
That would have been batshit crazy. Oh,
but Moon
man.
Knight's so grounded to begin with.
You didn't even realize Moon Knight existed back then.
Yeah. He was batshit crazy then, too, wasn't he? He's batshit crazy now. That's all I know.
So I can never decide, though, is Moon Knight more of a Batman ripoff or a Blue Beetle ripoff?
Batman.
Everyone wants to be Batman.
No, he's more of a Blue Beetle. I mean, if you're thinking along those lines, he's more
Beetle
of a...
Beetle still wants to be Batman.
He's more of a batshit crazy Blue Beetle. Yeah. I mean, come on. Even in his like, most recent solo series, he was talking to himself almost the whole time.
That was a hard series to read.
It was. The first issue was brilliant. The rest of it was not great. When you got to the point and you realized that he had been talking to himself and Captain America and Wolverine and Spider-Man weren't really there, I was like, wow, this is great. And then it didn't have legs.
Yeah.
I was very proud because that was the one time I actually figured something out that Chris McFeely didn't.
You gotta take what victories you can.
I'm telling you, man. Telling you. That was the one and only time I ever figured something out that Chris McFeely hadn't. Felt pretty good.
Okay, then. Well, I think it's time for Megaforce.
Yay!
Go, go, Megaforce. Go, 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 go,
Go Power Rangers!
Use the Megaforce.
God, this episode. Shit.
I forgot to watch it. Who wants to talk about this? I didn't get a chance to watch it. All right, JD, go for it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. So, okay. All right, so our episode starts out with a field trip to a local nature area that just happens to sit right next to an enormous toxic waste dump.
I think I saw this episode of Power Rangers before.
Yeah, it was. This episode is a little ecology. Basically, everybody splits off into, like, pairs and...
goes...
Yes. Well, that's kind of... I think that was what Noah was thinking, because he gets paired up with Emma, and they're, like, sitting there talking about... They're like, oh, do you feel bad about what we do? No, I'm very proud. Yeah, I like it too, I guess. And then like, the worst motivated line ever, where literally the girl playing Emma does the look over there and then points... completely blank and then walk. So it was just like worse. It was like, wow, that was this has been good. This was not so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a huge like factory thing that's closed down but still dumping chemicals into the underground. This is when like this was the best part of the episode in terms of this is when things sort of still made sense. Everything from here on out, because of them advancing so far through the series, has completely come off the rails. And I haven't seen any of this of Ghost Ager, but you could even watch it, and if you had a little bit of a discerning eye, you would go, what the f*** is going on? Because at this point, they introduced this seemingly third faction mutants thing.
Well, this is only the second faction.
Yeah.
Well, if you say...
Well, third relative to Rangers, aliens, and then mutants.
Correct. So. That's...
Okay, then.
So... So this is supposed to be mutants, and you can tell they all have like the same symbol thing, but the camera keeps hitting it like it was important in Ghost Ager, but they keep ignoring it.
Yeah.
In Megaforce.
Well, actually, they showed it a while ago.
They took out a new space dumpster.
So
they actually had that space dumpster symbol was on the wall of the teacher's office,
and then they don't use it. Yeah. What the? Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. It's like you're supposed to look at it, but you're not supposed to look at it. So I couldn't tell. Anyway,
doing the same thing with Rack and his two appearances.
The field trip gets interrupted because they find Bigfoot footprints. And when Jake is your voice of reason, who's like, "There's no such thing as Bigfoot," you're in trouble. and that's exactly what was happening. Anyway. Meanwhile, though, apparently the aliens get wind of this, like, new mutant faction, and they send, what's his name? I don't know what they're calling him. The
Vrak,
okay. So they send Vrak down, and for some reason he has a completely different look.
Yeah,
it's a completely different look he's had every time he's been on Earth in Megaforce.
Right, and that's what I'm
With
saying.
With no explanation, and are they assuming kids are too stupid to notice?
They pointed yes, they it out are. The first time it's he was that, he still. Appeared in it.
But it wasn't different in the music episode, because that was early on in the series. That was earlier in the series. So why there's the change, they're just like sort of ignoring. They're just sort of like, don't pay attention to that. Just keep going. So we just keep going, and they come up with like their monster, which is a hissing snake monster thing, and they confront the kid.
The shit snake. I remember that much from Ghost Ager.
Yes, and so that was what brilliantly happened, like later in this episode. So eventually, I don't know, they're at school and they get the alarm and they have to go find the thing, and then they get beaten up for like a good third of this episode by the mutants, and they try to reason with them. There is a ton of in-suit dialogue that seems to be from Ghost Ager. That, I mean, they really just spent most of their time. This is probably the most dialogue I've seen in suit so far in the series. And it is a ton of dialogue of like, you all destroyed the planet with your pollution. Now we're going to f*** you in the ass with it. And they're like, but we didn't know. And they're like, nope, that's not good enough. F*** you all, you're all going to die. And they're like, but we didn't mean to harm the Earth. And it's like, why are they dragging out all this dialogue? But whatever. Anyway,
plot exposition. It has to go somewhere.
But there wasn't any plot exposition. All they did, all the mutants kept saying is, "You polluted the Earth," and all the Megaforce Rangers kept saying is, yeah, but we're sorry. And that was it.
It's Power Rangers. They count that as exposition.
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, then the Hiss Monster like shits all over them. And so now they're like, and first of all, one of the mutant things has a vagina on his head. And I don't know why. But
that's not where vaginas go. Sacred. Let's just go with that.
So the vagina head monster.
Well,
like,
obviously that means there's another monster that has a dick on its head.
You would think. But so far the snake monster just like shit all over them. And then that like depowered them. Then out of nowhere, Robo Knight shows up. And
he's RoboCop?
Yeah, he's basically RoboCop.
Robo Captain Planet.
And he starts whipping ass. Like he kicks some ass there. And
don't get used to it.
They're like, oh, hey, he's on our side. Yay, because he's got that same symbol on her head that we never reference. That doesn't look like Go Say at all, but we're going to say does. Yeah. Totally. So anyway, so for some reason, they are able to blast off the shit of their on their uniforms. They don't really explain why either. They split up the fight, and there's a lot of fighting again. And Robo Knight pulls out a Gatling thing and blows everything up. And then they're like, thanks, buddy. And he's like, yeah, whatever, and walks off. And they're like, what's up with him? And they even go back, like at the end of the episode, they even go to Gosei. And they're like, Gosei, what's up, man? You didn't tell us about this Robo Knight dude. And he's like, yeah, I didn't mention that because that was coming in later in the series. And
I haven't been ready yet for this.
And we weren't really sure how we were going to introduce that because this – basically, at this point, the show is coming completely off the rails. So we have no idea what we're doing. We're literally flying by the seat of our pants. We knew we had to introduce the Robo Knight. We had no idea how. So basically, he's like Earth Protector, ecology, blah, 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 hidden by the Earth, blah, 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 forgot his memory.
You know what they should have done? They should have mixed in footage of Eco-Ginder.
Oh, so, yes.
So yeah, but hey, he's badass. He can turn into the head of a lion tank thing. And so he's both a Zord and a robot guy. And he's got cards. And a cell phone, because that's helpful.
And stupid movement sound effects.
Yeah, so he has all the little grindy sound effects as well. But this episode was hard to watch, man. Whoa. I mean, it was definitely like square peg, round hole kind of like deal where you could tell. They were, like, really working to get stuff in there. And I still am, like, I almost want to watch the equivalent Ghost Sager episode just to see how badly they shoehorned it in.
Well, yeah, you should.
Actually, these couple of Ghost Sager episodes are okay because Ghost Sager Knight has this amazing tendency to just shoot the shit out of the Ghost Sagers for no good reason.
He hasn't shot him yet.
No good reason? Awesome. They're the Ghost Sagers.
The Ghost Sagers are not a good reason for anything, Fort Max.
No, I'm a good reason to shoot them.
It's a good reason to shoot them because they're the Ghost Sagers.
No, I'm sorry. Ghost Sagers are not a good reason for anything.
Oh, so, wow. We're sort of in like a reasoning paradox here. Because it would seem like a good idea to shoot the Ghost Sagers, but then that would mean that the Ghost Sagers had a reason to exist.
Right.
Mm. I think we should just kill their grandfather.
I'm down with that.
Okay. Or we convince them to do it. That's even better.
That shouldn't be too hard. We just have to get the Ghost Sagers to believe that their grandfathers need them to help them with something.
Then they'll kill them. They'll kill them inadvertently, but on purpose anyway.
The Ghost Sagers really? will go and butt in uninvited like they always do, and they'll f*** up, and then, you know.
Tell him he's at the bus station. They'll blow up the bus.
There you go.
Can you help this old man?
Sure.
So, yeah. Wow. It was difficult to watch. It was really the back and forth and forcing dialogue into places. You could tell it was done pretty cheaply, too, because it was really, they really only did the bookends. The very beginning of the episode, the field trip, and then the meeting him in the forest, which is also shot at the same location. So they really only had like one location shoot.
Only the second time that you've actually had the Rangers in the base.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. So yeah, there were two location shots. the base, and then...
Well,
the...
that's not a location shot.
I'm sorry, you're right. It's not a location shot. There are only two settings, one location shot and one in the actual set for the power chamber. Wow.
Wow. On the plus side, it did make me appreciate the power playback more.
Yeah, it did, actually. Because that's another square peg round
hole. That'll be fun.
Whole different variety.
That's a square peg in a two-dimensional hole.
It's like, we're going to fly the Enterprise through the eye of this needle.
I think I saw that episode.
At light speed.
That'll never fit.
Actually, that light speed will come up in a minute as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of light speed.
Light speed rescue?
No.
Oh. Darn.
But that's what we got to make it.
So yeah, there you go. Make a force. Congratulations.
I'm still okay, good.
8 episodes in. We're like almost halfway through.
How long till it's back on hiatus?
I think it starts on hiatus next week.
That sounds about right.
I mean, basically what I figured from Megaforce is that the main theme of this series is holy f- sell the toys. Because they have no time to do anything else. Of the 8 episodes that we have had out, 7 of them have introduced new toys.
Well, you know, even though Samurai was not so internally focused, it still did really well selling its toys.
Mm.
So maybe Megaforce doing this will make it even better.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. The Megaforce toys don't seem to be moving that much anymore.
Yeah, they've sold real quick, and then a lot of them are just sitting there. I mean, in fact, they're still sitting side-by-side with Samurai stuff. So
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think that Power Rangers toys is, even when they're not selling super fast, they do sell fairly steadily.
Mm.
Of course, they do have those trading cards now. That probably accounts for a lot of the new income.
Yeah.
Is anyone monitoring the trading card sales?
I haven't even seen the packs, I don't think. I need to...
They're kept in the card section, not the toy section.
Hell, duh.
Yeah, but depending on the store, sometimes those are close to each other.
Or sometimes they'll have a little strip with a few packs in the toy section.
Right. No, I haven't even picked up a pack. I've got so many cards. What's sad is I've just bought figures, and I still have a huge stack of cards. It's kind of sad.
The cards in this first set aren't terribly engaging, because a large chunk of them are Megaforce cards.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's Samurai, which kind of tired of looking at that. There's RPM, which, hey, great. And then Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
There's only 4 series covered in the set of cards.
I don't know. I've got Megaforce Red, I've got Megaforce Black, and then I've got a ton of the Zord cards. And then I've got the Reds that all came with the Morpher, I guess. Man, tons of cards.
But, you know, you got to think you can stick them in and make noise.
I do.
And also the Morpher.
And also the Morpher. That's right. Go say Great Grand.
What?
Oh, I was just...
Super Ultra Ghost Light Great Grand Mega.
Yes.
Go.
It's still kind of sad that they all can't go together like the Giga Zord will.
Giga Beetle Zord?
The Giga Beetle Zord.
It has a top hat.
What freaks me out is they have Zords and they have Mecha Zords, and it's like, it screws my head. The Mecha Zords is what they're calling the headers.
No.
The Zords are the headers. The
Zords are the headers. The Mechazords are the...
Megazord pieces.
Bodies. Mechazord bodies. And that's screwing with me, because I'm used to them being the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well you should be.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
I need to get all the Megaforce cards.
Is anyone printing their own cards yet?
I haven't heard of it yet. I would imagine at some point after all the barcodes are known, there will be a PDF made.
Mm. Yeah, but you still have to make it. Yeah, and you can cut them out.
I missed the old Power Rangers card game.
I guess I missed it too, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I remember collectible cards. I don't remember a card game, though.
Yeah, it had some really beautiful original artwork. What
they did to import the Ranger Strike art.
Mm.
I don't know what Ranger Strike art is, but... It was a card.
Well, Ranger Strike was a card game in Japan, and so they brought, they took the art from that and made a new card series around it to sell here. But the two games were not the same between them. They weren't, like, intercompatible. But on the upside, you got the art. And that's really all that mattered.
Yeah, I guess this might be it. I can't really tell from what Google Images is showing me. So
they did a few figurines based on that card art, too, in Japan. The Strike Solid series, I think.
I don't have a victory charge.
We all turned to Skeksis.
Okay, I think it's time to take a break.
Okay.
Superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's faster.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So this week, Power Playback kicks off. You, I'm out.
Well, that was a show.
Yeah. All right. So peace out.
And, you know, Ken has already set the example for us by not being here this week.
Is this a precedent? Does that mean that each week one of us will have to not be here?
That's not what a president is.
No. Thank you.
So to kick off the mini feature this month of actors leaving in the middle of the series without even finishing their ADR work, we have season 2's The Power Transfer, parts 1 and 2. Wow. Mickey, you want to take this one?
Well, I would love to, but I don't know that I can.
Well, just start.
That's the best part.
Just start. I'm sure we can fill in as needed.
Well, it depends if I can get to load up on Netflix at all.
Oh, okay.
That's giving me technology errors here, which I think I'm adapting to.
Damn those technologies.
Being bullshit.
Being assimilated?
What?
You're adapting the technology to your own?
Yes. I'm putting on a sexy skin tight outfit to accentuate my body.
Sweet. I mean, okay. Tell me more.
Okay, so the episode opens up with this incredibly huge news story that there's going to be a peace conference.
Look at all those reporters in phone booths.
Immediately we see how dated this show is.
This is so yes. 1994.
As he was spinning newspapers to announce news to the world.
As the What's one guy that? Is like, it's amazing. They've announced the kids from Angel Grove that will be going to the peace conference. Angel Grove. It's a city in California. You've never heard of it?
But it gets stampeded by giant monsters every other day. How could you not have heard of this place?
So we cut to the juice bar to the Blue Ranger, the Pink Ranger, and the Green Ranger.
Green Ranger? and so it begins.
Why is Tommy dressed in green? I don't understand. I thought he was the White Ranger now.
Well, he still has a closet full of green shit, you know.
he hadn't changed his wardrobe out completely by that point.
And I cut the sleeves off this perfectly good green shirt, man. I'm going to keep wearing it.
And then we get a nice pan over to Bulk and Skull being dressed as Germans, I guess, for some reason.
Thankfully that didn't go.
They're Swiss. The conference is supposed to be in Switzerland.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we understand what they're supposed to be, but look at them.
That's why Skull's doing a horrifically awesome Swedish chef impersonation.
We should ask Giga Beetle about the veracity of their Swedishness.
Yeah, like how accurate
Not
was
Swedish,
it?
Swiss. Switzerland? Well,
all the same.
Switzerland and Sweden. See, it goes. Sweden.
Well, Paladin said Swedish Italy. Chef. He's the one that did it wrong first.
Sweden, Italy.
Well, come on, listen to him and tell me your mind doesn't go to the same place.
North Dakota, Hanging Gardens of Babylon, Sweden.
Oh, I've been to that club. It's hot. So the news conference reveals that the three Angel Grove students are going.
They're the same ones you actually haven't really seen all that much.
Suddenly they have last names.
They throw up photos of Jason, Trini, and Zach, which are pretty much the same type of photos you throw up if they've been kidnapped and murdered. File photo of Jason Lee, Zach Taylor, and Trini Kwan from the yearbook before their bodies were discovered.
Decapitated.
If you have any information, write to Unsolved Mysteries.
Apparently the bodies have been decapitated. Defecated down their throats.
Intro quote.
So cut back to God, Billy and Tommy, and they're just ecstatic for their friend's successes. Man, I wish they were here to see this. Where are they at? They're riding bicycles in the park right now. Let's go tell them.
They're riding bicycles in the park silhouetted against the sunset, so you can't actually see what they look like.
Ernie's the only one that's like not surprised that, or surprised that they're not there. He's like, where the hell are they? You're like, oh, they're in the park. Jason is suddenly a lot taller.
Shot of them celebrating against the sunset.
And Jason's a lot taller, a lot thinner.
And it sounds like he has a cold.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
No way.
No. That's if Tommy has a cold.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Fort Max always sounds like he has a cold.
Meanwhile, on the moon, Zeta's red against Serpent Terror, which means he really didn't read the Carfax on it.
That would have been really funny if I could have understood it.
He said that's good enough. Yeah, he said Lord Zed didn't get the Carfax report on Serpentera.
Oh, apparently so. Yeah.
So, meanwhile, back at the command center, we get a carefully cropped shot of Tommy, Trini, and Tommy, Kimberly, and Billy having a conversation with Zordon, and an occasional wide shot of the whole team there
from the few episodes earlier, Green No More, Part 2.
Right.
Although, apparently some of this was footage that wasn't actually used in the episode, so
yeah,
technically
it
is still
new. Most
of
it was alternate takes.
Yeah, it was still technically new footage in this episode.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, Zordon can tell that some people are getting suspicious to what's going on, so he just has to distract the crowd with, oh, look, guys, new Zord! It's Tor!
And they're like, but wait a minute, we just used Tor like a few episodes ago. Shh!
And he changes a turtle with a Chaos Emerald. Shouldn't he need some ooze for that?
Well, no, that would make a mutant ninja turtle, whereas the Chaos Emerald creates a turtle Zord, otherwise known as a box.
With guns.
Well, what good is a box without guns?
Yeah, I mean, I know then whenever I get a box.
Then it's just your mom.
So, Zordon starts talking about, well, three of you guys are leaving. We're going to do the power transfer.
The what?
Just send your asses out into space.
The where?
And yeah, they're like, well, can't we just hand our morphers to someone else? No!
Okay, so Zordon's going to send them to the deserted planet, which apparently is the proper name because it's the only deserted planet in the universe. And it's in a galaxy several light years away.
Hold on, kids. Hold on for this one.
And then they travel there at light speed.
Light speed. All right.
Right.
Pull out your calculator. If you're traveling at the speed of light and you're going to a planet that is several light years away,
in another galaxy,
how long will it take you?
It's okay. They'll be back by the time the 20th anniversary rolls around.
Meanwhile,
well, no, wait. They're away for several years. That's just in time for Zeo.
Well, several years in each direction,
now,
Fort Max.
Now, then you go, wait a minute, what about time dilation?
And suddenly they return to the planet
of the
Apes.
Already dead.
Wasn't there a Queen song about that?
Isn't there a Queen song about everything?
You're really
yes.
I mean, they pretty much covered the breadth of human existence and experience, so...
Okay, what? So Lord Zedd sees them flying off to the deserted planet, and he's like, no. Okay, I'm going after your ass with Serpentera, but I don't want anything happening on Earth while I'm gone, so I'm putting it to sleep.
Well, you know, Lord Zedd plans to be away for a few days,
no.
So he doesn't want, like, any of his TV shows or anything to air where he can't well,
right.
see them.
They didn't yeah. invent TiVo yet. You can't go back and watch it again.
You know, well, basically, Lord Zedd not only believes that the world doesn't rotate when he's not there to watch it, but he's going to make sure that's actually the case.
Well, but then it,
so
I'm like,
he sends down Squatting Babu if, with a disco ball full of like, aerosolized Quaaludes.
Which, I'm like... If he's, why didn't he just poison everybody? Like, he could have killed the whole planet.
He doesn't want to kill the whole planet.
If you've got a globe that can, like, put everybody to sleep, don't you think you could trade it out with, like, a poison gas or something?
But then he would not have slaves.
Well, or anyone
to
go up to.
Slaves?
It's just
well,
Angel.
Duh. Who else is going to worship him?
Why is Angel Grove the focal point? You know, it's like, if you know the Power Rangers are in Angel Grove and you're on the moon and you could attack any part of the world, wouldn't you just attack, like, Boston? Like, wouldn't that make sense?
But there's so much history in Boston. You want to f*** that up.
So you just keep attacking Angel Grove, which you know is defended. Never mind. Anyway.
The Rangers arrive on planet Die Ranger.
although I will give them credit, it's a good way to make use of the footage from these episodes of Die Ranger.
Yes, and the filter does look nice.
Yeah.
It almost
and then you have that every float thing has floaty eyes and you don't know, okay, he's attacking the floaty things in the air and not the ground where the Rangers are and what?
Yeah,
he keeps attacking this floating pyramid. It's like,
well, obviously, if there's a floating pyramid with an eye that's looking at you over this deserted planet, you know that thing is important somehow, and you really need to destroy it.
Well, Goldar is sort of running the targeting system, so, you know, there's that.
That would explain a lot.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, Rocky, Adam, and Aisha are busy existing.
Oh man, transferring is a lot easier than I thought. Oh, transferring. Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, that was great.
So Bulk and Skull naturally want to get it wet with Aisha.
Yeah, they want that love chocolate. Yeah.
Ew.
You're so sexy. The way you deliver those lines is almost motivated. It is almost like you have an internal thought that you're trying to bring forth instead of just saying those lines.
But uh-oh, what's this? Here comes the sleeping gas through the high school.
Oh.
And Doron's like, oh shit, get those teenagers out of there. No. Just the three I like. The rest of them can die.
The rest of them. All right.
Well, they are overbearing and over-emotional humans.
Well, no, because, see, to be over-emotional, they would have to, like, have an emotional presence at all.
You gotta think, though, too, if Zordon needed, like, teenagers with attitude, like, these are the kids that, like, almost got picked but didn't. You know?
Like, well, no, I mean, it's not really that. It's, you know, when they were selecting originally, the search radius was just the juice bar.
Oh, well.
So, you know, they picked out the best five candidates among them within
the
juice bar.
Which happened to be in the juice bar in Angel Grove.
While there was the earthquake and everybody was evacuating the juice bar.
Okay.
So basically, they were the best five people out of the five people still within the search radius.
Which was very small, because Alpha doesn't even know how to use his own equipment. He has to have Billy come in and show him how to use it. Even Alpha's like, I think you're going to go overload it, Billy. And Zordon's like, shut the f*** up, Alpha.
Well, that's later, though.
I'm just saying.
So but then upon being transported to the power chamber, teens are informed of what's going on, the disco ball spraying the knockout gas, and the response is, let's go down there and break it.
And they, it's like, now I realize you kids don't have any power.
They're not in the, Mickey, they're not in the basement.
I realize you kids
right, that's
have
not
no
for another
power.
2 years.
Yeah, it's the command center in the
power
chamber.
Defend yourself should you be attacked by the horrible advanced putties.
Which even a regular putty is stronger than a normal man.
Yeah. So good luck, kids. Consider
but,
this
know,
trial
you,
by fire.
Well, you know, the putties do have that one amazing weakness.
Yeah. Hit the button. Even a five-year-old is like, putty!
With the beach ball, even.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that they can be easily defeated just by a low-hanging branch.
Like a line of buddies walking through the forest and one like pulls the branch back and it snaps back and kills the next one. And then the third one in line does the same thing, pulls the branch. And like, so they go in with like 50 putties and they come out with like 20 and they're like, what the
f***? The first massacre since the, since all those chicken walkers were destroyed in the 80s.
One putty walks out, the one in front. We lost 50 putties in the forest.
So, of course, the three of them immediately encounter the Z putties, and they actually have a fairly well choreographed fight sequence.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually a lot more believable fighters than, you know, Jason, Trini, and Zach.
Also, the costume director got fired for putting her in like that weird skirt thing.
Well, it was the 90s. That was considered hot back then.
Yeah, but they even the, you know, I'm sure like even the episode director was like, fire whoever did that. That's stupid. I mean, I realize it's the 90s, but Jesus.
It's like a Quaker version of a Fly Girls outfit.
But
yeah.
Who are the Fly Girls?
Oh, we brought that back again. Wow.
Well, it's only fair since we mentioned Red Green earlier.
This is true. This is basically just last week episode. That's our
previously on Superhero Time.
What's a Fly Girl?
Gene. Meanwhile, on the deserted planet, we're getting some Die Ranger mecha footage.
Now, wait a minute. We got to back up here because one important thing that we forgot about this quest here, because Zordon gave them a map, a picture, and a ring, and said, "Here's a map to the picture of the thing that you're going to need, and it's all held together by this ring. Good luck."
And doesn't tell them what to do with it.
Doesn't tell them a goddamn thing about what to do with it. Just says, "Here you go." Like some sort of weird initiation thing.
It's like military training. Get this done and come back alive.
Right. So anyway, I'm sorry.
Most of us that run doesn't really have all the answers.
You know, he's not the chick from like a couple seasons later, like from Turbo. It's like spent the first
the
half of
Dulce de Leche chick?
Yeah. Spent the first part of the run just like asking questions, and then later one of the writers was like, just okay, that no one cares that she's asking questions. We'll just ignore that. No one will care. Surely someone
was right.
And they ignored it and they were like, wow, you were right. No one knew. That's
okay.
Why you're right. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So the team splits up. The Red Ranger decides, you know what? I'm gonna fight Serpentera by myself. You guys go look for a sword.
I'm gonna go fight it myself. You guys go. Okay, whoever's doing Jason's voice.
Well, JD's Jason voice was a lot more convincing than the one in the episode.
Yeah.
I even noticed that when I watched this when it was first airing.
That my voice was better than the Jason.
Yes, Paladin noticed your voice
was
better.
What, was he sick that week?
Although, I think, you know, the Thunder Zord Assault Team flying alongside Serpent Terror like that's probably one of my favorite shots from the Die Ranger footage.
Yeah.
Although, how did they summon the other Zords?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, it's the same way he summoned the Red Dragon Thunder Zord without calling for the Tyrannosaurus first.
Yeah, and
in space.
And being on another f***ing planet.
In another galaxy several light years away.
Light years away.
It was far, far away, deep in space. Let's see. Oh, yes. Yeah, so while they're busy having their Die Ranger battle, the rest of the team is off traversing through Outworld of Mortal Kombat.
Totally was.
That is the same set.
I totally expected Reptile.
Didn't they use the same stunt team?
I don't know. I would not be surprised, given the quality of the stunt work in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, thanks. It's not a compliment.
So, in the ruins of Shao Kahn's kingdom, they find their Greek statue.
Randomly shoved on the top of rubble.
Holding a basketball and a sword.
Because, yeah.
It's a good thing that even though everything around it was devastated, that statue wasn't harmed in the orbital bombardment from Serpent Hera.
I would love to know what movies the statue's been used in before, because you know it's just a prop they had lying around the set.
Yeah. Somebody sketch a picture of this and
see the thing. Now, if this was being used in Sentai, I'd probably be holding that ball.
Well,
the
I would just
ball?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to make a reference to that, and that Fort Max ought to track every occurrence of the statue in history.
That sounds good. Get on that.
Let's see. They're having their Three Stooges moment of trying to pry this sword from the statue's hand.
This is amazing.
And Tommy's like, okay, screw it. Guys, shoot it.
Keep yanking. Screw it. Shoot.
Ancient artifact that's very dangerous. Let's just blast it for you.
Shoot it, yank it, force it. What did we have? We have, the map got us here, and the picture showed us what we were supposed to find. I wish there would have been something else to help. That would have been nice. Zordon didn't mention it would be hard to get the sword. He gave us this map and the picture and nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. Oh, wait.
While the Rangers are fretting over this, Serpentera is nuking the planet.
These guys are going would be the worst Legend of Zelda players ever.
and he keeps nuking the same part of the planet too, which is amazing. Just over and over again.
Yeah, well, and then Lord Zed wonders why he's always running out of gas.
Yeah.
Well, and see that's kind of been the theory that's floated around about this. Zed kind of blew up Serpentera's engine, destroying a planet. And that's why it never works right again.
And flying the several light years.
Yeah.
Both ways. At top speed. Yeah, so he blew up Serpentera's engine, and that's why it never works right again.
And gets smaller later?
They had to replace it with the engine from a Volkswagen bus.
He tried to fly it over Monigo Mountain, and the air conditioner blew up.
Although that happened closer to...
Either that, or he just hasn't had the budget to fill up the tank fully ever since.
And anyway, that happened closer to Murfreesboro.
Do you know how expensive diesel is?
Well, he should just Serpentera over to biodiesel. There's surely enough used grease in America to power it.
Well,
do you know how much that conversion costs?
But then he'll have to replace the fuel hoses. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find enough a fuel hose long enough?
For Serpentera.
Your mom can find a fuel hose long enough.
I need 300 miles of fuel hose. I don't know why we put it in the back. We gotta put it in the front.
Well, rear engine drive. They wanted rear engine drive.
So Serpentera is a Volkswagen.
It explains a lot. No wonder they came back driving that camper later.
Why did we put the tank on the opposite side of the engine? We should have put them closer together. I can't get enough fuel hose.
Are we there yet?
Vegeta!
Someone get a bucket. Get a bucket and start moving the fuel.
Okay, so part two. Back on Earth, Adam, Rocky, and Aisha have come up with a cunning plan to escape from their chains, I guess. Anyway, they get free, and they manage to beat the putties this time, and they defeat the disco ball with the power of soccer. And what I love about this is they can't just, like, throw the soccer ball at it. They have to kick it between themselves 3 or 4 times to get the soccer ball to power up enough.
Well, they were watching some old Sentai, and they wanted to imitate the weird sports ball finisher attacks.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, hey, this is the perfect time to try that, because that thing's not shooting at us.
Now, of course, they clearly couldn't have been watching Sun Vulcan, because then they just throw a stick at it.
And if they were watching Sun Vulcan, Aisha would have to be a dude.
I'm imagining a Power Morphicon where someone stands up and is like, I was wondering if the ball movement between the characters in the second part of Power Transfer, the reference to some of the earlier Sentai theories.
No. They'd be looking at each other. And no, they go, that's not how. At Power Morphicon, they'd be thinking the stuff in Sentai was a reference to Power Rangers.
Right.
Touché, sir. Touché. You win.
Also, that's more of a Star Trek nerd voice. A Power Rangers nerd voice would be deeper and more filled with ham.
Oh.
I was wondering.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, Paladin, demonstrate that for us.
Ham.
Winning.
Oh, intro quote.
All right.
Intro quote.
Yes.
Oh.
Way ahead of you, Mickey. So, part two.
Okay, yes. Billy, being the smart one, figures out, oh, the ring.
Duh. You know, I like that they're like, oh, our resident genius. Like, oh, yeah. Because he wasn't sitting there like a dumbass for like 30 minutes with the rest of you.
Now, look, he was just following orders up to that point.
But he had the ring in his hand. He's the one that had the ring in his hand.
So yeah, but Tommy told them to pull the sword out and then to shoot it.
Yeah.
So he was just following orders. He's a good soldier.
You know who else was just following orders? Washington. George Washington was anyway, what?
Billy gets down on one knee and then slides the ring on the finger of the heart soldier.
Oh, and then it comes right out, huh?
It certainly does.
So that's where he learned that.
Wow. We're all over the place. This is awesome.
Sure this will come up some more next week, too.
Yeah.
All right, so the team decides, you know what? Serpentera and this planet, we're out of here.
It's deserted. There's no one to save.
Yeah.
So they teleport back home.
Plus, you know, if that planet gets blown up, then that opens up for another planet to become known as the deserted planet.
Somewhere there's a hierarchy of planets, you know.
There's
maybe
a waiting list.
The deserted planet, because everyone that goes there just leaves it, because, like, this place.
Although, you know,
as
red as the sky looked, you know, the sun was probably about to die anyway, so, you know, wouldn't have been a deserted planet for very long anyway.
Yeah, I wonder if the whole deserted planet thing is just sort of an offhanded reference to the three cast members deserting the show.
No. Surely not.
Of course not.
Don't call me Shirley.
It is, and don't call
me. So, for some reason, the team makes it back to base one at a time, I guess?
Well, when you're traveling at the speed of light, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It's sort of a silly thing to say for no reason other than, like, what, could they not afford to do 6 teleporting graphics at the same time?
No, I think they needed to pad out the episode a little bit.
Maybe Adam broke the teleporter when he was key bashing earlier.
So,
files.
They'll start talking about.
Well, yeah, it's because they already used that. They already used the broken teleporter excuse.
Maybe Alpha was vacuuming again.
So the team all arrives, and then they show Zordon, "Hey, what sword?" And we get this beautifully shot scene of Trini's hair.
Yep.
And the best substitute voice ever.
Yeah.
The thing I love about the shot about Trini's hair is that you never cut to a shot of someone's back of their head while they're talking.
Right.
Unless you're trying to hide that you don't actually have the person.
Right.
Yeah. Especially not the way they did it. It was like, it was gloriously inept. Is that the correct thing to do in this instance? Would not film that scene at all. Just
no.
The correct thing to do in that instance would be to leave the helmets on.
Mm. Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, and one of the best parts is when they cut from a clip with the voice replacement and then immediately go to stock
yes.
audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't hear them side by side. Oh, wait.
So then Zora announces, all right, let's bring in the new Rangers. And Billy's like, but who could they be? We don't know anyone else that wears those colors.
And, well, meanwhile, the audience is like, who the f*** else would it be?
Even the 8-year-old figured it out by this point.
Could you have telegraphed it anymore?
Rocky, Adam, and Aisha come in, and they hold the sword up in the air, and it turns all shiny and gem-encrusted. And they cleave off Tommy, Zack, and Trini's penises and hand them over to the new Rangers.
Now, you mean Jason, Zack, and Trini?
Now, just
whatever.
Like a power They're transfer, the suits from the old Rangers come off, and then they're just them, and then it goes on to... Oh, no, it doesn't? Oh, you mean they're all Rangers at the same time? That's not really a transfer, is it? It's
that's
not?
Just copying.
Oh. More of a power duplication. Oh. You mean you don't want them out of the suits? Oh.
You wouldn't okay. download a power coin.
Wouldn't I?
But then how is
but,
there...
you know, one thing that this team does is already doing a lot better.
I got a flash chip
ass
for my
a
power
lot better in yellow than Trini's.
Well, she probably has an ass. Just by virtue of that.
Yes.
Of course, the suit actor's still a dude, but, you know.
Probably.
Maybe?
I don't know. In America?
What was that?
I heard it too.
Hello? Someone's watching something else? I can hear myself.
Anyway,
what, Max,
so...
what the hell are you doing?
Wave goodbye to the old Rangers. See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And they poured out because they don't still have their... they still have the. I don't understand. I guess he'll
the
need
point
them
is
later. He'll
the
need
point
them
is they're gone.
Right?
It was
and
a very
season
heartfelt.
Two, so we're having a fight scene in the park.
It was a very heartfelt and touching goodbye scene.
It was as they like. Oh, later.
You out.
Later's the better part.
Yes. Yeah. Fight scene in the park.
With
versus
okay stunt work with the
monster.
And I remember that monster from the video game at the time.
Yeah. It and Lip Syncer.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Probably because they needed a girl.
Well, I just mean, it's like, why those monsters in the video game in particular?
Because why not?
Maybe they fulfilled a certain gameplay mechanic that was carefully thought out to keep things balanced.
You never played that game, did you?
I had a Genesis. I didn't get to play that game.
Yeah.
Well, the Genesis games were okay.
Yeah, I liked them.
I liked the movie one.
Anyway, so to distract us from all that nonsense, the producers smartly bring in some Ron Wasserman and a bunch of karate to cheer us up.
Day more power than all that you've never seen before.
No, that's the wrong piece of Wasserman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know anything else. I used to have some of it on single.
I still have that on cassette tape.
That's what I meant.
That's adorable.
I don't know what you would play it on, but that's amazing.
Soundwave?
No, because cassette players aren't going to exist now. Nothing can ever be a cassette player again.
Yeah.
Movie Soundwave. He's got
it doesn't make sense for old technology.
I have a cassette.
Around.
My 92 Previa has a cassette deck in it.
Is it
Previa? You take that for antacid. Do you get heartburn?
Imagine you own a cassette player that's older than you.
He does. It is 92 Previa that's older than him.
All right. So blah blah blah. Zor battles. Let's suddenly go to a day for night shot.
Yay.
And how did the other Zords get back from the deserted city after it was nuked?
Shh.
They teleported as well at the speed of light speed.
But the Rangers got lost when they teleported. So how did the Zords get back safe?
They were on a...
they kept the Dinozords on Earth.
They had UPS tracking. They knew logistics.
OnStar.
That actually wasn't the Dinozords up there. That was just the Die Ranger Zords.
Right.
There's totally two sets different. Of them.
Right. It's, you know, like, there's different planets, different Zords, but same. It's sort of like the Alien Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only not so much.
No. In no way.
So anyway, long story short, these Zords aren't enough to beat the Silverhorn monster, so they have to summon Tor, and they do the Tor finisher.
Tor the Mighty Smasher.
Killing Zords with the Acme effect.
What we're gonna
the 3-foot drop test.
So what's its special effect?
So does this count as passing or failing the test?
Well, I think Silverhorns failed the drop test.
Yeah.
Oh, he had too many pointy bits anyway.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Its finisher is a fat guy attack. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
And he can spin that thing fast enough to make that fat ass fly. Okay.
If it makes you feel any better, it doesn't make any more sense in Die Ranger either. See, that was one of my disappointments watching Die Ranger once it was all subbed, which the mecha fights in Die Ranger are just as boring as they are in Power Rangers.
Except when they're just using the Red Zord on its own, in which case they're awesome, like they are in Power Rangers.
Because the Red Zord itself is pretty awesome.
Wow, this sounds a lot like GoBusters.
Now where's that f***ing Super Robot Shogokin?
It's in Tamashi Jail.
It's on Hate Saburo's desk.
Mine. No one can pass!
So, with Silverhorns defeated, the Rangers just have to worry about Serpentera, who's about to f*** up Angel Grove in a permanent kind of way.
Even if Serpentera fired on Angel Grove, it would be fine by the next episode.
They rebuild just like Tokyo.
Yeah, they've got a booming construction industry in Angel Grove.
I used to live in New York and starve. Now, I've moved to Angel Grove. It's in California. I'm building new buildings every day.
They don't even build new buildings. Zordon just teleports replacements in.
No. No, they have like
new townspeople too.
They have prefab office buildings that they just have like warehouses of like.
That parts. Explains why. That explains how they fall apart so easily.
Right, but they go up really quick.
Plus, it also explains why there's such a large warehouse district in Angel Grove.
Yeah, all the people that work in these office buildings, they walk. It's like they're walking on cardboard, just barely supported. The floor gives. Everyone's all super nervous.
Someone comes in from out of town like, wow, this is a really great paying job. We get hazard pay? Yeah. Now everybody else is like scared looks on their faces. Like, oh, please God, I don't know.
No. Don't move too fast.
No drinks are allowed inside the building. If we spill it, the whole building just collapse.
Oh,
not again.
So Serpentera runs out of gas, but has enough gas to fly away back to the moon.
Yay.
Probably, where it will be
probably
buried
like
for
one of those gallon gas containers in the, passenger seat.
What?
Probably keeps one of those 1-gallon fuel containers in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Which is enough to move it like, what, a foot and a half?
Well, you just have to get it off the ground. The momentum will carry it. You know?
It's enough to turn the engine over once.
It's equivalent of, like, rolling downhill, you know, the gravity's pull of the moon will...
So, basically, it has tidal propulsion?
Yeah. You just gotta get it going.
Uses your mom as an energy source.
You just gotta get it going, and then it'll...
Your mom doesn't produce energy, she consumes it.
Right. So, is your mom's energy, wouldn't it be pulled back towards Earth?
No, they have your mom on the moon.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That explains and the gas in the atmosphere there now.
And they keep a they keep the shrimp buffet on board. So
Well, that's how they keep her there. Ooh, a buffet!
Well, the episode closes on a freeze frame of a jumping high five.
Again.
Well, as you do.
But before that, my favorite part, though, is, like, their best friends are leaving for an indefinite time period, and they watch it through the viewing globe. Bye, guys! Don't, like, drive them to the
airport.
I'm
pretty sure that's them getting out of the taxi across the street there. Can't see them too clearly, but it's probably them.
You can't make it out because high-def TV hasn't been invented yet.
Oh, they were our best friends ever. Yeah, but now we have new best friends. Oh. Contract disputes.
Okay, this is going off subject here, but, you know, Netflix just started playing the next episode. Mm-hmm. It's one with the female Balkan Skull chasing Balkan Skull around.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, isn't Scorpina equivalent in that?
American Scorpina.
American Scorpion.
Wasn't that the last time she was ever seen?
First and only.
In season two, yes.
But anyway, yes, that was the power transfer.
Wow. I feel more powerful now.
That sure was getting rid of three old cast members who had quit weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, months
ago. They were
important
enough to ask for more money.
Okay,
we months showed
ago,
you.
Fine.
See? We can write anybody out of this show. Yeah, just not very well.
But they
what?
Did bring one of them back later, so how exactly did that work?
They brought two of them back.
Well, you know, money talks, and not everybody can be mad forever, you know.
Yes, Jason couldn't get a job, so he said, can I come in? I'll work for less than minimum wage.
Oh, all right. And you have to
I won't ask for any royalties.
Please, royalty. It's just the pornos that keep calling me.
Do you know how many offers for Playgirl I've gotten? Only took three of them. My face wasn't shown.
And so next week we get to do this all over again, basically, but a little bit better with Zio's Rangers of Two Worlds.
Wow.
Chronologically, should we do the one where Kimberly left? Or is that one too planned?
That was planned.
Yeah, it's planned, and, you know, it carries on for several episodes, sort of.
Yeah.
If it's
unfortunately, I don't think that will work.
And
they
didn't use a replacement actor at all.
Right.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Because, I mean, it's a case of that she informed them that she'd be leaving. It was give them plenty of time to write something up and was going to be there until such and such time, and they went ahead and, okay, we'll write out a multi-part story that's actually ongoing.
So you're saying Amy Jo Johnson actually acted like a professional actress?
Mm. Yeah, because she saw what happened to the other people. And she was like, I don't want that to happen to my character.
I don't want to go to a peace conference.
I would love to come back in a Turbo movie or something.
Yeah, I mean, actually, they were dropping it pretty much. They were pretty much dropping plot lines for the switchover as early as the first episode after Ninja Quest.
Yeah, I guess they were.
Right, we just didn't notice it then. We were a lot dumber when we were younger.
Well, yes, you might have been.
I was much dumber when I was younger.
I was, unfortunately, smarter when I was younger.
Yeah, as you get older, you stop giving a shit.
Well, I give a shit that I'm not as smart as I used to be.
That's true. <cool.
change. laughs>
Well, that's true. I'm not nearly as old as you are, Mickey.
Yeah.
Of course, the best writing out is with when they wrote out Aisha and did it even with...
With
and
child
no
substitute.
Yeah.
And no one noticed.
Or cared.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, did we reconsider doing that Big Bad Beetleborgs episode?
No.
Didn't think so.
Didn't consider it in the first place.
Yeah, that would assume that it was a consideration, which it was not.
We considered it until you... We considered it until
the word
Beetleborgs
came up. As far as the word
Beetleborgs. We considered it in so much that we listened to the question, and then we said no.
I considered it as far as when you said, how about that episode of...
Right, and that's pretty much where it fell off.
Well, that's further than I usually get.
So stop suggesting crap.
Likewise.
Well, JD doesn't suggest crap. He discusses crap.
And dispenses it.
Yes, I am very good at that.
It was kind of cute about, you know, these early episodes of Johnny Young Bosch. Is that he thinks he's going to have a career as an actor. But no, he's just going to be a voice actor.
Well, he has a career as a voice actor. He
probably that doesn't count.
He probably has more work. He has more work than most of them. I mean,
yes, but he's thinking, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to move on from this to do movies. I'm like, no, you're going to be voicing anime characters till you die.
Oh, come on. Look
Well, he's got his band, too.
Look at Jason.
And he was Bumblebee until they gave him no voice again.
Look at Jason David Frank. I mean, that dude just like begging for some kind of career. They won't take him. They wouldn't take him, you know, seriously in martial arts. They wouldn't take him seriously in mixed martial arts. Now he's trying to be a skydiver.
Johnson
and they
really
don't...
did well. After Power Rangers on, she was main character in at least two different TV shows.
Yeah.
And apparently her singing career is doing well enough.
Then there's Archie Cow.
Who, you know, is a CSI recurring.
And then there's Serena Vincent, who's just famous for the wrong reason.
Although I think she's gotten too old for that now.
Really?
How old for that thing?
Yeah.
Well, when your boobs fall below your rib cage.
Or they slide into your armpits when you lie down.
Yeah. They do the thing. But they can fix that, you know.
Yeah, it's called tape.
Yeah, that's why you get the duct tape again.
Which is completely different than the atomic tuck that we discussed a few weeks ago.
See, it always comes back to duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
It fixes everything.
It's the handyman and the porn star's secret weapon.
Well, I wouldn't say it was
okay.
Like
she's not a porn star, but
remember, if they don't find you handsome, at least they can find you handy.
Yeah,
I'm pulling for you. Keep your stick on the ice.
Tape it up and get back in there.
So, anything else for this week's show?
No.
Thankfully, no. It's kind of nice to have a wizard to talk about.
I know, look how early we're finishing.
Watch there be three wizard episodes for us to do.
This was the best episode of Kurojer. Damn it.
Fort Mag, I don't care how many episodes of Wizard there are, we're not talking about it.
No, I tuned in just to see if anything had changed, and despite not watching the last 6 weeks or so, I don't feel like I missed a damn thing.
I would be surprised if you had.
You got to find out even more about...
Oh, damn it, Fort Max.
No. We got to find even more about... Which means... I'm trying to... How bad was it? The guy who spent more plot than in the show.
Well, now I have to leave this part in. It's okay. We'll talk about some Kyoryuger next week.
Okay.
But not this week's episode.
Aw, it was a good episode.
Wow. You can just get drunk for that part.
Damn it.
Yeah, that part.
It involved a fart.
What?
I imagine it's too much to hope for that we'll have an episode of Akiba Ranger to talk about next week.
Probably. That's some serious subbing action going on right there.
Well, Akiba Ranger airs on Thursday.
Right?
So,
I thought it was the 5th.
So part of the reason why it took a lot longer is, one, there's a lot more stuff to look up, and two... No captions.
Oh. Well, okay, so maybe in a couple of weeks we'll have an episode to talk about.
Maybe we'll have captions this year.
What about the new Garo?
That also starts next...
Yeah,
that also starts this...
Does anyone want to watch that and cover that?
I know Ken will be watching it as a matter of, you know, habit, reflex, bodily function, whatever.
Yeah, this is like a new series, not like a continuation, right?
We're not sure. Ken and I are... thinking/hoping it will be a reboot, but we have no evidence to support that until we see the first episode. If nothing else, it will probably be enough of a jumping on point. It won't be like Makai Senki, where it's a very direct follow-up to the first series in the movies.
Ugh, that movie.
Well, it wasn't the only movie either. It was just the most recent one. You can always go back and watch the original series.
I could.
Of course, it's... did Overtime end up ever subbing the original series, or is that still just TV Nihon?
Goman Rider scrubbed it.
Right, but they don't exactly exist anymore either.
I can handle TV Nihon.
The episodes are still around on the person. Goman Rider was pretty much one man show, and he's the person who encodes Sentai every week.
Oh. You know, Fort Max, I was thinking, instead of Bunny Hat, you should change the name of your Raw release thing to something to do with that neon ball.
Or you should put the bunny hat on top of the neon ball.
Ooh.
Mm. Neon bunny hat. A neon bunny hat.
I will probably come up with the very poorly photoshopped image next week or something.
Well, that just means you need to practice with Photoshop more.
Or get GIMP.
Yeah, GIMP.
Well, maybe Fort Max isn't into that.
Ba-dum-bum-psh.
Maybe he is. Maybe he just needs to experiment.
Just take a moment and imagine Fort Max in that Pulp Fiction GIMP outfit. With the glowing neon ball in his hands.
I'd have to see Pulp Fiction, I guess.
How about a glowing
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
How is that possible?
It was a movie that happened that I didn't watch.
It's JD, that's how it's possible.
Next thing I know, you're going to say you haven't seen Airplane.
Oh, I've seen Airplane. Yeah. I love Airplane.
Or Ghostbusters.
Oh, I love Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Then why haven't you seen Pulp Fiction?
Cause I don't know. Should I?
Yes, that's your power playback for next week.
My individual homework is to see Pulp Fiction.
That's the
like Samuel L. Jackson.
It's the JD challenge.
Yeah. Here, watch this movie.
Speaking of which, do we need a Giga Beetle challenge for this week?
Do we have a Giga Beetle challenge for this week?
Oh, we can come up with
apparently waking and watch Power Rangers is a challenge.
I thought I heard mentions at some point recently of a tuna mayonnaise donut.
Tuna mayonnaise donut?
Is that like a tuna salad donut?
I imagine so.
Hmm.
Isn't there mayonnaise in tuna?
In tuna salad, yes. Tuna it itself.
It doesn't come natively in tuna, though.
Yes.
I know what we should challenge.
Unlike mercury.
Yes, tuna doesn't excrete mayonnaise as a natural bodily function.
But scientists are hard at work to make that possible.
However, JD does.
Yes. I ooze mayonnaise.
No, I've got the Giga Beetle challenge from what you were talking about earlier today, of the salad. He needs to eat ice cream salad with a fork.
I saw part of this conversation, but I lost.
Yeah, what was the rest of the story behind this? I missed this.
I'm not quite certain, actually, even though I was the one talking to him. But basically, if you eat it with a fork, it's technically considered a salad.
I'm not sure how that works, but...
Well, that's how it works. That's the rules.
It is.
So
just,
the challenge is for Giga Beetle to have a nice lettuce salad with ice cream on it and eat it.
Wow.
Okay.
And he can choose his flavor of ice cream. What do you think is the most best complement a garden salad?
He's usually pretty limited. It's going to end up being chocolate for sure.
You know...
Mint chocolate chip, it's the same color.
You know, he won't be able to get it, but probably avocado ice cream.
Ooh, that would be good.
I think that would actually be a good accompaniment to a garden salad.
I think my brother came up with the best flavor of imaginary ice cream. Of buffalo wing flavored ice cream with little chunks of blue cheese in it.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, you know, get an ice cream churn, you could probably make that happen.
Yeah, you can make any kind of ice cream. Just watch the original Japanese Iron Chef. They were making fish ice cream at one point.
Well, what don't they make out of fish over there?
This is true.
Of course, if it's fish ice cream, would that technically be mercury ice cream?
It would. It's like, it does have a metallic tang to it, doesn't it?
Your mom has a metallic tang.
Well, only when she's on the rag, but...
coppery.
Yeah. Your mom has a metallic taint. She had it installed for extra sturdiness.
You can taste the difference when they're about to menstruate. It's true.
Metallic taint. I'm trying to go do anal. It's like rubbing your dick on a metal disc.
Well, I'm surprised it took us this far into the episode to get back to this from last week.
Yes. What?
You know, I kind of love... Well, I'm watching this, still watching this next episode of Power Rangers with the female Vulcan Skull. I kind of love that the female Bulk is attracted to Skull. The female Skull is attracted to Bulk.
Well, yeah.
So, subtext?
Yes, very much a lot of subtext there.
Yes.
That's not a mistake.
Besides, it would be weird if their female equivalents were attracted to them. Then it would be like, you know, masturbation.
What's wrong with that?
Or something.
That's what I need. I need a female clone of myself.
Hmm. No, I'm sorry. That just sounds creepy.
I'm trying to picture that, but I can't take away your beard.
Oh, she would have the beard.
Oh, okay. Well, sure.
Because otherwise you wouldn't know it was JD.
Just with some bright pink lip gloss on.
All right, Internet, get on that one. Someone Photoshop a picture of the female JD.
And I'm imagining pigtails, too.
I don't want to see that, ever.
Yes, I think you're right on with the pigtails.
Yeah, pigtails, totally.
Now, would he have a pigtail, or, excuse me, would she have a pigtail coming off the beard, too?
Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. Or, you know, maybe braid the beard hair into the scalp hair.
Make
you
it
know.
One long. That goes, know, like, loops. All the way from, like, the size of the head into the beard. Oh. Yes.
That might work. Yes. Okay, well, I think that'll be our show for this week.
How do we top that?
You braid it into your beard hair. And...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so next week is two episodes of Power Rangers Zeo.
Yay.
Have you watched these yet, JD?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I watched them a while back. When I had the hole in my leg, that's when I was watching Power Rangers. I made it through Zeo. I was right.
I think you were right the first time.
Oh, yes.
Totally, yeah. So it's been about a year, but yeah, I've seen it.
Well, you know, the memory fades over time. Anyway. All right, any last thoughts?
Nope.
No.
It sounds so final when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Any last words?
The wallpaper and I are having a duel to the death. One of us must go.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
They've got powers more than I've never seen people.
Sweet. Now combine that thing with Gavin.
Gavin! He's not a Power Ranger, Gavin.
No, that's not combining it. That's just singing the Gavin song with different Power Ranger words.
He's got silver-plated butt that's the finest you've ever seen.
That's more like it.
Superhero Time! Zikai mo shabadabe! Mete miru!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.